week started in controversial circumstances, the resignation of Tim Payne for a pick.
Pictures of you, pictures of me, hung upon your wall for the world to see.
Today I'm announcing my decision to stand down as the captain of the Australian men's test team. On reflection, my actions in 2017 do not meet the standard of an Australian cricket captain.
Sowie hit the nail on the head.
It's a huge shock. I don't think anyone would condone that kind of behaviour, especially from anyone, let alone the Australian cricket captain.
Sliding doors will lead us places in the days and months and years. We only find out where we're going when we're already there.
My good friend and very talented singer-songwriter Damien Leaf launched a new song called Time Machine.
You've gone back to your roots on this one.
I have, yeah. Look, the new song, it's a more back to the old singer-songwriter acoustic roots. And actually, I'm really proud of this new song.
Well, there was one point during the song where I was just waiting to see whether or not Marty McFly or Doc Brown would come back and, fire up throughout the DeLorean, whether or not it would make its appearance. But that's not to be. I could have got the call up to one of your songs and done my old, Marty, you got to come back with me.
Marty, you've got to come back with me.
You would have got the call.
Back in primary school, my report cards, well, my teachers loved me to bits. What would they say now? Stays up too late on Saturday night and wrecks your Sunday morning. Does that religiously every week. It's tough. What would yours say?
He could do so well if only he'd apply himself.
Get out on the weekend, put down your phone, stop playing games on your iPad.
5 minutes later.
Stop spending money on that stupid bingo app called Bingo.
Really?
I spend too much money on that and too much time.
This report card sounds like a parent.
Pretty much.
Or therapy. Pre-polling is now open. December 4 is the day. We had the mayor, Amanda Finlay, on the show.
What I'd really like to see is a beginning on the riverfront precinct. I'd like to see some more building work done in the Nowra CBD for revitalisation of Nowra town centre. And I'd really love council to build another solar farm or to work on another solar farm. And of course, roads and footpaths, Solvy, they're on the top of everybody's lip.
And it's been a massive few weeks of controversy in regards to Nina DiGiulio's campaign. She was on the show as well. It's been rough going over the last couple of weeks. Let's just not beat around the bush. It's been a big time.
Look, I think what I'm finding is when you get closer to the truth, when you're hitting raw nerves in the community, it activates people. I must be doing a good job.
Well, it's been an eventful couple of weeks, I will say that much. On the 24th of November, 1642, that was the day that Abel Tasman, the Dutch explorer, first laid eyes on Van Diemen's Land, of course, which is Tasmania. We were there. No, we actually were. This is how it went down.
Oh, this is that so rough.
Yes. I think the land.
That it is.
I think the land.
Van Diemen's Land.
Good on going, Abel. Good on going.
Yes. Good on going, Abel. Good on going indeed. And that's the week that was on the 2SC Brekkie Show.